You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Dante Filippola-Inkney with your local newscast. Over $1 million in scholarships was awarded to Teton County High School seniors this week. That means over 200 awards will go towards students who need help covering the costs of college and other financial roadblocks. The scholarships are administered by local organizations, the Fund for Public Education and the Community Foundation of Jackson Hole. But over 60 donors stepped forward to make the awards possible, according to a press release from the local school district. All graduating seniors in Teton County, including homeschoolers, are eligible to apply for the awards. Many Jackson residents from Mexico will now have more support, becoming U.S. citizens. A new immigration office opened Thursday, specifically to help people put down roots in western Wyoming. KHOL's Hannah Merzbach reports.
Marcela Badillo is one of the many Jacksonites from the small Mexican state of Tlaxcala. She's lived here for over 20 years, but said she just became a citizen. In order to do that, she had to make countless drives to the Mexican consulate in Salt Lake City.
It's so hard to go and drive to other state to get whatever document you need, especially because it's 4 hours away from here. Winter season is kind of hard because of the driving, the snow.
She says the new Jackson office launched by the Mexican government will help people access documents such as birth certificates, which are needed to become citizens. Western Wyoming has one of the largest populations from the Tlaxcalan state in the U.S., with immigrants coming to the resort community for decades in search of work. This is only the third office of its kind in the country. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.
In celebration of Earth Day, the U.S. Department of Agriculture awarded over $1 million to 9 rural businesses in Wyoming to help them lower energy costs. The money comes from the Rural Energy for America program. The funds will go to a variety of businesses across the state. Grantees including Melvin Brewing in Alpine, the secondhand clothing store New to You in Laramie, and StockDoc, a women-owned veterinary clinic in Riverton. The majority of the projects involve installing solar arrays to reduce energy costs. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Filippola-Inkney.